So this episode we'll discuss about Meridian, written by Alice Walker. Her full name is Alice Malsnier Tallulah Kate Walker. She is an American novelist, short story writer, poet and social activist, and she's the first African American woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for fiction for her novel The Color Purple in 1982. She is also a major personality in civil rights movement. Also advocated for women of color through the term womanism. And she has also been involved in animal advocacy and pacifism. So this novel, written in 1976, was her second novel. And it is about activist workers in the South during the civil rights movement. Her best known work is The Color Purple. Then other novels include The Temple of My Familiar, Possessing the Secret of Joy, etc. And she also published a collection of short fiction called The Way Forward Is With a Broken Heart. Then she met Martin Luther King Jr. when she was a student at Spelman College in the early 1960s. She also coined the term womanist in her collection In Search of Our Mother's Garden. Actually, the word means a black feminist or feminist of color. So the term was made to unite women of color. And also the feminist movement that to court the intersection of race, class and gender oppression. She was also a longtime sponsor of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. In 2023, she publicly defended J.K. Rowling for her views regarding trans people. Then there is a documentary film about Walker named Beauty in Truth, directed by Pratibha Palmer. And major poetry collections were Once, then Taking the Arrow Out of the Heart, Her Blue Body, Everything We Know, Horses Make a Landscape Look More Beautiful, etc. Then non-fiction include In Search of Our Mother's Garden, Humanist Prose. Then one essay is there, Beauty When the Other Dancer Is the Self. So many critics believe that the novel is a critique of civil rights movement. And some says that Walker used Meridian to showcase her womanist as opposed to feminist attitudes. So a major character and protagonist of the novel is Meridian Hill. She is a young civil rights worker, very thin and slight with deep brown skin, and she is very sad and has a very serious presence. Next character is Truman Held. Truman Held is Meridian's former lover and also an active participant in the civil rights movement. His wife is Lynn. She is a white Jew from the north, and they have a daughter, Kamara, and she was killed by racist activist. Then our next character is Anne Marion Coles. It's Meridian's friend at Saxon College, and she is also a radical member of the civil rights movement. Then Gertrude Hill, it is Meridian's mother, and she is a teacher. She is very religious and an unyielding sense of morality and propriety. Then Tommy Oates. Tommy is the friend of Truman, who works on water registration drives in Mississippi. He also blames Lynn for his troubles and rapes her. Eddie is Meridian's husband and father of her son. Eddie is actually a boyfriend in her high school days. Another character is the wild child. She's a pregnant orphan who lives in the slums surrounding Saxon College. And our next character is Lewin. She's a West African slave girl on the Saxon plantation. Actually, the beginning of the novel is the concluding part of the story. And we see Truman Held has been in and out of Meridian Hills life since she was a teenager. And this time, Meridian is in Chicohema, that's in Georgia. She is protesting against the town's prejudice and discrimination towards the poor people and African Americans. Then her protest is that the African Americans are not allowed to view the traveling circus show except on Thursday. So the show is a fake mummified woman's body, and Meridian decides to lead the children into the circus wagon on a different way. And Truman is watching all her actions. Then he goes to her house and waits there. Anyway, Meridian is carried into the house and placed on her sleeping bag by four men. Truman also observed that many people bring food to her house, and their way of thanking her for her heroic deeds. And when Meridian wake up, she had a few exchange with Truman about their familiarity. Then she defines herself as a chief civil rights activist. And also they discuss about their memories of their childhood. There is a reference to Lynn, that is Truman's wife, and their daughter Camara, who has died. And they also discuss about Meridian's health. And she's saying that she's very strong. And among this, the narrative is interrupted by a list of real people who died as martyrs throughout the struggle, that civil rights movement during 1960s. Then the story goes back to their college years, that is Meridian's college years, where she has her friend Anne Meridian. They watched President Kennedy's funeral on the television in their dorm room at Saxon College. And here she tells about Meridian's concern for a young homeless girl who lives around the slums of Saxon College. Her name is Wild Chidi, and she's a young teenager who wants for food, clothing and cigarette butts in trash cans. So if somebody calls her, she always run away. And Wild Chidi comes to Meridian's attention when she's heavily pregnant, and Meridian is determined to rescue her. And anyway, she can catch that girl, and she bathes the filth from the girl's body. And she is not used to the manners of the dining table. And while Meridian searches for a safe place for the girl, Wild Chidi tries to escape, and she runs wildly across the busy street, and she was killed by a speeding car. So Meridian and Anne and their friends carried the body of Wild Chidi in a beautiful coffin into the Saxon's College, but the funeral procession was stopped outside the campus, and the president of the college denied permission to enter the chapel. So they kept the body under the famous tree on the campus known as the Sojourner. So there is a legend behind this tree. The Sojourner is the name of a tree on the campus of Saxon College, and it is the largest magnolia tree in the country. This tree was planted by a woman named Lewin
was enslaved on the Saxon plantation where the college now stands. Actually, Lewin planted her tongue under the tree after it was chopped by her master, who blamed her for scaring their youngest son to death with her stories. And Lewin planted her tongue under the tree. And this tree began to grow to magnificent heights. So many people thought that it was a magical one, and it was able to talk, make music, obscure vision, and also it became a hiding place for enslaved people, and also it's a lovemaking center for young students. Anyway, this tree represents safety and security, and it represents hope of avoiding the unwanted pregnancies. And when the mighty tree is chopped down, that symbolizes the hopelessness people feel in their mind. And the picture of the sojourner stump with new branch growing shows that the mighty tree didn't die, and it also represents that the sojourner and meridian are coming back to life. Actually, this Lewin was a slave. Another thing is, in 1920s, a student named Mary, she was imprisoned in a room for becoming pregnant. And the sojourner was the only place for her comfort on the campus. So after Mary's death, the students have danced around the tree on May Day, asking that their lives won't be similarly destroyed by unwanted pregnancies. So when this funeral procession continues, they were stopped at the gate, and they were forced to move the coffin to a local African American cemetery. So the students take out their wrath that night by chopping down the beautiful tree. And next question, again it goes back to childhood, where Meridian thinks about her childhood and how she feels herself characterized by guilt. She feels as her mother's daughter. So Mrs. Hill's resentment from having to give up her job as a teacher and her independence due to marriage and motherhood. So Meridian feels that she has ruined her mother's life. Actually, her relationship with her father does seem healthier than his mother. Her father is a farmer. Actually, they have a farmland in their family containing a sacred Native American burial ground. It was taken by the government, and the government turned that farmland into a tourist attraction. So in the coming chapters, we can see Meridian has reached the age of sexual experimentation, and she went through a lot of things, and finally she is shocked to find herself pregnant at the age of 16. It is her boyfriend Eddie. Anyway, she is a good person and readily marries her, but she was expelled from school for being pregnant. But Eddie provides for them without dropping out of school, and with the help of his parents and by working overtime at the restaurant job he had already held. Actually, Meridian doesn't want the baby, and she loses her interest in sex, and he doesn't care that Eddie takes a lover. So after the birth of the baby, Meridian clearly suffers from postpartum depression. That is, she thinks alternatively of killing her son and herself. So anyway, before long, Eddie leaves Meridian with their son, and Meridian takes Eddie Jr. to her mother-in-law and silently returns to her home. And she determines that she will join the civil rights movement in her hometown. Actually, Meridian's mother is not supportive of her daughter's work in that moment. And she received a scholarship to attend the Saxon College in Atlanta. And she is giving up her son in order to go. So next section is about returning to the college years. And there she has a friend, Anne Marion, and they become more serious about the civil rights movement in Atlanta. And again here he meets Truman and they are in love. But actually Truman is interested in the white students in that college and he turns his back towards Meridian. And Truman finds a white Jew woman, Lynn, and but after the marriage there was a strange relationship between them, and Truman comes to Meridian and she finally gives into him sexually and she becomes pregnant and she endures a horrible abortion alone. And Truman went back, and after a long break he again approaches Meridian, but her response is to hit him with her book bag until he bleeds. Actually, Meridian was going through a very confused period and she was relaxed by the her teacher, Miss Winter, and somehow her words bring Meridian back to reality and help her begin to heal. And next section, it is about Truman and the relationship with Lynn Rabinowitz. They both went to New York City and they go to Mississippi together to work for the civil rights movement. And at some point they marry each other, but they have the difficulties of mixed ethnicity marriage because she is a white Jewish girl. And the movement bring heat to their relationship from black and whites alike. And Tommy is the friend of Truman, and Tommy is shot in cold blood as he leaves a meeting held in church. Tommy lives, but he loses half an arm and becomes filled with hatred towards all whites, including Lynn. And Tommy Orts rapes Lynn. And after that, her relation with Truman really begins to disintegrate. And again, Truman goes back to Meridian. But she refuses to have anything to do with him romantically. And in the next chapter, we are meeting Truman and Lynn. They went to meet a Meridian after a year. After her daughter Kamara's death. And Lynn also notes that Truman is also visiting Meridian. Actually, she is not interested to talk with Lynn and Truman because they and says that she is living for a walk. And Meridian listens to Lynn until she falls asleep. So when Lynn's parents came to know that she loves Truman, they rejected her. But the workers, African American activists, they realize that she is genuine in her love for the movement. And it is shocking that when Tommy rapes her, she is pushed out of the movement. And then Truman no longer loved her. And after some time, Truman comes back to her and she gets pregnant. However, she leaves him and she chooses to go to New York City. So actually their daughter was killed because it was evident that it was a racist attack based on their mixed heritage. That is, Lynn is a white Jewish, Truman African American, and Tamara was killed in New York, and Meridian comes to New York to comfort both Truman and Lynn, and also she stays for a month with Truman and Lynn. And there Lynn demands that all she wants is that to have Truman back to her. And in the concluding part, Meridian is in Atlanta. It is in 1968 April, and they are present for the funeral of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And she also attends the church service, and it seems entirely different from the childhood. The song, the theme of the songs have changed. The stained glass windows, everything has changed. Now the church is the center of African American community. And they understand that they are all there to the death for each other. And Meridian finally realizes that she will kill if necessary to protect the people who might otherwise be martyred or abused. And when she says goodbye to Truman, he takes his place in her house, but he cannot make it, and he returns to Lynn in New York, and he tells her he has come to provide for you and be your friend, your brother. So major incidents in this novel, that is, Meridian becomes pregnant at the age of 16, and she was forced to leave the school and marries Eddie, and they have a son. And in future, she left the boy and went to college after receiving a scholarship. Then Meridian becomes an activist when her husband leaves her, and Meridian gives up her son to attend college in Atlanta. And again, Meridian aborts Truman's baby without telling him. And she returns to activism after college graduation. Another major incident is Truman marries Lynn, and they are activists in Mississippi. And when their marriage fails, but they have a baby, and she was killed due to racist attitudes, and Meridian goes to comfort them when their daughter is killed. And Truman finds Meridian staring down a tank, and Truman and Meridian begin working together, and Meridian leaves Truman to carry on without her. And again Truman goes back to Lynn. Two more symbols are there. One is the sojourner. Second is the serpent, sacred serpent. The sacred serpent is actually the sacred burial ground for Native Americans. It is actually Hill's property, that is Meridian's parents' property. And this burial ground is symbolic of the need to respect all people, to honor their tradition, and also to treat them with fairness. Another symbol is dead body. That is, we can, throughout the novel, we can see dead bodies appear to underscore the brokenness of the society. And in the first chapter, we have focused the mummified body, that is actually the remains of Marilyn O'Shea. Her body on display represents her husband's opportunistic grab for money, and he literally turns the mummy and the story behind it into a freak show. Then while she leaves dead body, which was denied at the entrance of the chapel at Saxon College, they were forced to bury it in the local black cemetery.
and that shame drives the students to chop down the most beautiful thing on the campus, that is the sojourner. And often the dead bodies found in the novel are chopped up or otherwise defiled. That is Fast Mary of the Tower. She chops her infant baby into small pieces. And also Meridian carries the dead 5-year-old child into the mayor's office in Chicochema as a form of protest. Another major symbol is the hair, that the choices women make about grooming their hair. It represents ethnicity and acceptance, or lack of acceptance of it. In the first chapter, we saw Henry Shaw's obsession with his mummified wife's hair. He wants her hair to remain long, straight and red. To be sure, people don't make mistake her darkened body as that of an African-American. And as an activist, Meridian herself suffers regularly from paralysis, hair loss, physical weakness, etc. And this novel is literally set in a black and white world. That is, they belong in separate places. The African American in black communities and the white in white communities. So major theme one is unacceptability of racism. So its core message is that racism is unacceptable. Another theme is the cost of unwanted pregnancies. A young woman lives free and they die trying to end those pregnancies. And many give up their babies, leaving orphans behind. And throughout the novel, we can see that people in a community are stronger and better than people living isolated lives. The civil rights movement develops into a big community.